I'm in trouble. When you are, I want to welcome all of you to this morning, cool of the day, daily devotional. Kindly share and invite a brother, invite a sister. Mama wako, ma entutu. So share na domnasia ya basi sa ushebre obema nesi uye mema wako ma etutu sa ushe na dumnasia ya besi sa ushebre obema nesi uye let all your hearts be in trouble. When you are under him, Yahweh turn things around. He will make everything fine for you. Alessia, Anuna, Mama Wako, Mae Tutu, Ushe, Nado Brasia, Yabasi, Sao Shebre. Obema nesi uye. You are all welcome this morning to Cool of the Day Daily Devotional. And by the special grace of the Lord, today happens to be the 17th episode of The Walking Voice. The Walking Voice. And we are dealing with the principle of Eden, part 15. Principle of Eden, part 15. And under principles of Eden, part 15, we are looking at keeping company. The company you keep. Because this happens to be the new step to obedience. Remember the last episode, we saw how religion has tied down many. Before I share, let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Yahusha, I thank you, I give you praise. I lift your name on high. Abba, Father, have your way. Speak to us, heal us, deliver us, save our souls. In Yahusha's name I have prayed. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning call of the day. Precious people of the way, today we are dealing with keeping company. Under the principle of Eden, part 15, we are looking at the steps to obedience. So don't forget, we are starting from down to top. So we took obedience, and we are looking at the seven steps to obedience. We saw faith, and last episode, we dealt with Haran, which is a place full of religion, and they have to leave Haran in order to obey Yahuwah. There is death in religion. You can't obey Yahuwah with religion, because religion happens to be the product of idolatry. It is rooted in idolatry. So if you look at the world religion, they are connected to idolatry. So he who is into religion is serving another god, and this god is the god of this world, who is Lucifer, Satan, the fallen one. So today we are looking at keeping company, and our scripture reference from the first step, faith, up to the last episode we did, Haran, is Genesis chapter number 12. And we read even up to the verse 3. Today we'll continue from the verse 4 and end at verse 5. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. A Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. The verse 5. And Abraham took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gathered in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Precious people of the way, there are many people who cannot obey the Lord. They are walking in disobedience. They are living lives of disobedience because of the company they are keeping. When the Lord God spoke to Abraham to leave, the Lord did not tell Abraham the kind of people he should go with. But in life, when it comes to the journey of faith, there are people who will journey with you, and there are people who will go with you. Remember, the second step is leaving. So when he left, the Bible is saying in the verse 4 and 5 that people of the way, Lot went with him. And in verse 5, the Bible says he went with Sarah, the wife. Remember, verse 4 has already spelled out that Lot rather went with him. So the verse 5 that the Bible is saying, and Lot his brother's son, you know he has already told you. So it isn't that Abraham went with Lot. So this is how we will put it. Abraham went with Sarah and souls that he had gotten in Haran. Okay? But for Lot, he went with Abraham. So Abraham decided to go with the wife, of course, and the souls he had gathered in Haran. But when Lot saw perhaps how Abraham was also moving out, Lot went with Abraham. There are people you go with, and there are people who will go with you. There are people you leave, especially Haran, that they will go with you, and there are people you will go with. So this journey of faith, you decide the people you journey with. Our walk with Yahuwah, which is a walk of obedience, you choose those you walk with. And some people too will choose you to walk with as far as the journey of faith is concerned. In all, the company you keep can affect your walk with him. It can bring impediment your way. It can cause you to err, cause you to come out from the spirit, cause you to act out of faith, which is an act of disobedience. There are people you journey with, and they will trouble you on every side. There are people you journey with, and their words will kill your spirit. These will discourage you. It's difficult for a discouraged person to walk with Yahuwah. You choose. The Lord told him, and he left his father's house. But he went with Sarah and the souls he had gotten. But for Lot, he went with him. This journey of faith, when you leave, you are leaving some people, but some people will go with you, and you will go with some people. Now, let's look at them one after the other, how the Bible puts them. Verse 5, the Bible says he went with his wife, which is marriage. This journey of faith, the moment you get married, you are journeying with your wife, you are journeying with your husband. That is why you choose wisely. Marriage has a way to cause many even to disobey Yahuwah. Because you become one and start walking with Yahuwah. Let's say your husband is giving you headache. Your wife is giving you headache when it comes to walking the way of Yahuwah. You are going to, in one way or the other, disobey the Most High. Why am I saying this? Perhaps you ought to go to church. Perhaps you have planned to go for a convention. Your wife can decide not to go and will give you trouble. Your husband will now tell you, this time around, I want you to cook for me. Or perhaps you want to live a holy life. Your husband may not be in agreement. Your wife may not be in agreement. You choose wisely. Marriage has caused many to stumble. Those who stumble cannot get to their destination as far as their walk with Yahuwah is concerned. So no matter what, you have to go with your Sarah. Because the promise that you have received before you inherit even eternal life, that is to say when Christ will appear, you go and enjoy. People of the way, there are promises that needs to manifest right on this earth whilst you live. Especially the promised seed called Isaac. Isaac will come. How can Abraham journey alone and expect Isaac to come? So he must go with Sarah. There are people you have to carry along and go with. There are people you have to journey with. There are people you need to go with. Don't leave them behind. Because your promised seed may not come. And no matter how you struggle to use Hagar to bring a seed, it rather bring confusion. And it will cause you even to have a sleepless night. You see, Yahuwah, in his own wisdom, instituted marriage. Because there are so many things that will come out as far as your destiny is concerned through marriage. So therefore, many have not seen the fulfillment of their prophetic word. Many people are struggling and suffering. Their word has not come to pass because of marriage. Marriage has a way of killing seeds. Marriage has a way of destroying things. And even above all, it can cause you not to walk with Yahuwah the way you ought to walk with. Then the Bible says Lot also went with him, because the verse 4 is clear that it's Lot who went with him. No wonder Lot and Abraham had problem and there was a need for them to separate. You see, the Lord came to Abraham and said, yes, separate, let him be. After that, he revealed himself to Abraham and they were able to inherit Canaan. There are people who will go with you, and I tell you, they can trouble you. These are the people you even want to help. These are the people that you want to even feed. These are the people you even want to assist in one way or the other. You don't want to sack them. You don't want to, you know, at least they also need to get to the promised land. But guess what? When Lot started expanding, his herdsmen with Abraham's herdsmen, there was a quarrel. And there came a time that they needed to separate. You understand? It should tell you that Lot went with Abraham and not that Abraham went with Lot. Some of you, there are people who can see that which is in you and they want to walk with you as you walk with Yahuwah. But you have to be very, very careful. There cometh a time that you need to separate. There cometh a time that you need to also give them space. Abraham now said, well, choose. Look at a big land. You choose. Choose first. He gave his portion. Perhaps at a workplace. Perhaps you people are doing the same thing. Make sure if God is causing you to disobey Yahuwah, make sure there is a separation. Make sure you distance yourself. It is not a sin. Because Lot will give you a lot of problems. Look, Abraham will go and fight and rescue Lot. Lot became a problem. Listen to me. Those who go with you normally give you headache and they give you problems. Because those you go with, normally they don't give you problem. That is those that the spirits lead you or inspire you or cause you to go with them. And guess what? The Bible also says souls from Haran. And I'm going to talk about that. Abraham had some souls, some people. Souls, and he went with them, and the Bible says these souls that he had gotten in Haran is not referring to animals, human beings. So he did not only go with Lot, he did not go only with, you know, Sarai who became Sarah, but he also went with souls he had gotten, he had won in Haran. You see, perhaps Abraham even started telling people about the promise, telling them how, you know, evil worshiping of idol is. And I believe strongly that some of them who were in Haran, religious people, decided to go with him. Because Haran, as we dealt with, is a place of religion. So people living in Haran are religious people. And the Bible says he went with them. You see, for your journey to be easy and for you to attain more grace, you have to use the grace. How? You have to be souls. You have to. There are people today, okay, who are disobeying Yahuwah because they are not soul winners. Abraham, a father of faith, I tell you the truth, won souls from Haran, religious people. The most difficult people to win today are religious people. Many are going to church that religious. Many people who claim they want to make heaven are very religious. Some have not encountered the true God of the Bible. Don't assume people who go to church know Yahuwah. Some have been lied to. The Antichrist has deceived many. They are serving Satan with passion. They are worshiping Satan and unaware. Abraham went to the souls he had gotten in Haran. Which people are you journeying with? You know, when you are journeying and you are journeying with people, that is why in Hebrew there is what we call cloud of witness. You need a lot of people to go with. You see, this journey is not supposed to be selfish journey. Okay? You have to think about people. Have you preached the gospel to your brothers and sisters? You have encountered the truth. You see, the best place to do evangelism today is the so-called house of God. Because there are many people sitting down there and they are religious people. Your parents, you think they still go, they are Christians. Your brothers and sisters, your siblings, some people you met, some people you know, why are you not going with them? Because when you are journeying together, cloud of witness, you see, it brings fear will be taken away. You see, have you taken note that if you are going to a place alone and the place is dark, fear will catch you so early, you know. Sometimes you become afraid. But when you are many and you are journeying and you are going, at least you are no more afraid of certain things again. The reason why some people easily fall, they don't obey Yahuwah, they return, they go back into the world, they don't pray and stuff like that, is because they want to journey alone. Listen to me. Heaven, you see, don't desire to make heaven alone. No. There are people you need to journey with. There are people you need to preach to. Have you talked to your mother? Have you gotten the chance and talked to your mother to tell him or her the truth, preach to him or her? There are some, they are not on social media. All your status, some people have not. Look, some of your friends, they've been reading. They have read so many times. What about your parents? What about that friend of yours who is not on social media? Have you taken time to call the person and speak to them that they should leave religion? Have you campaigned as far as the gospel is concerned, the truth is concerned, to that brother you were working with, your co-worker, your next door neighbor, that Muslim, that Hindu, that brother who is even a catechist? Most of them have been deceived. There are pastors. they have been deceived. Have you gotten the chance to even minister to them, to preach to them, to win them so as to genuine? It is very important. There are people who are only going with Lot, and people who will give them trouble, people who will give them headache, and they have not been able to get them. But there are some, when they find the truth and they leave religion, your journey will be interesting. When you are down, they will lift you up. Two heads are better than one. Poor is a man who has no friend. You see, sometimes some people can put you to remembrance. Especially, I've seen that people, when they find the truth, the same passion, strength they were using to serve this liar, this old serpent, the Antichrist, the way they are serving. Some people are religiously devoted. They are consistent in prayer. Can you imagine if you win them and they find the truth, the kind of how they will serve the true God with it? Listen to me. If you do that, it is for your own good, because when they come around you, when they are with you, sometimes even if you don't feel like praying and they call you, you will start praying. When you are making a mistake, they may correct you, because life, you are not the only one with the war wisdom in the world. No. You can't know everything. Hallelujah. I'm ending Numbers 11 verse 4. Numbers 11 verse 4. Instead of going with some people, go with souls you have won from Haran. They have been saved. They have known the truth. They can walk with you easily. Not mixed multitude. Numbers 11 verse 4. I'm bringing it to an end. Numbers 11 the verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lasting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Do you know why the Israelites now started saying, we will go back to Egypt. We have missed cucumber, onion, and all those things they were eating in Egypt. It is because of the mixed multitude. They went with the Israelites. And the Bible says that the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lasting. There are people among us. There are people, look, you have to be careful. Replace them with souls, real souls. People are serious to make heaven. People you win out from religion. People you carry out from Haran. People you win, the souls. I tell you, even if they are 5, 2, the journey will be so interesting than going with mismortitude. These people too, they went with the Israelites. Do you know why? Exodus 12:38. They caused them to fall. So how did they go with them? Let's go to Exodus 12:38. The Bible says, they now went with the people of Israel. They were not Jewish. And the mixed multitude went up also with them. They also went. Because there was a mass, liberation, let's say migration. And as they saw them going, they also went with them. They didn't know the God of the Hebrews, but they went with them. Okay? When you do a thorough study, when it comes to Exodus, how can we have the mixed multitude? It is through marriage. So let's say, when a Jew was to leave, the husband who is an Egyptian or a Hittite or an Ammonite went with them, because they can't leave their husband. You can imagine. So let's say a man who is a Jew is leaving Egypt. It is by force. The wife will follow, because the children, and they married in Egypt. You see that? So these are the most mixed multitude. There are people through marriage. Some people are journeying with them. Some people are going with them. And I tell you the truth. They will break the command of Yahuwah. They will go back and they will sin against Yahuwah. They can't obey the Lord till the end. This is what happened to the Israelites. Many of them that left, only few got to the promised land. Because of disobedience, that's what the prophet said. So he killed most of them on the wilderness. What brought the beginning of the disobedience was Mamre. Who brought the Mamre? The mixed multitude. There are people who are with you, going with you, precious people of the way. They might have given you something. They might give, maybe they have given you money. They look, be very, very careful with this multitude. At the end of the day, they will cause you to remember Egypt, because they are Egyptians. They are Hittites. They are soundboards. You know, one act of them will cause you to think that your God has delayed, your God is not good. Some people, they are comment alone. It can put you off as though Yahuwah has deceived you. These people too, when you study, they are armed men. So they were going with them and providing security. You can imagine. Most of the mixed multitude were army officers. You know, some had been tax masters. So they also ran with them. Because it is like freedom, Oscar. If it is freedom, let us all run. They saw the miracles, what Yahuwah did. They said, let us also go. You know, revolution. Moses came there to liberate the people. He said, okay, let us also go. They don't understand the ideology of the revolution. They are not. They just went. And some of them were providing security. So the Israelites were thinking, okay, let's go, let's go, let's go. But they caused them to fall. I'm ending. Select. Choose wisely the people you are journeying with, lest you can't walk with him in obedience. Replace them with rare souls. Win them. Preach to them. Let them be saved souls. Don't be walking. All your friends are worldly people. All your friends are smokers. They drink. What advice would they give you? They will cause you to grave drinking. You end up drinking. You end up doing those things you used to do. Win them for Yahuwah. Go with Sarah. There are people you have to go with. And if Lot choose to go with you, know how to walk with Lot. The Lord bless his word this morning. I pray that this morning, the Lord himself will cause us to walk according to his word. We are in a season and a time that we can't afford to disobey the master. One act of disobedience can cost you your soul. Therefore, I pray that we become doers of his word and not just listeners. That we will be wise enough to go with people, to journey with people, so as not to stumble, so as not to sin and break the commandments of Yahuwah. I pray for you that this week the Lord will be with you. This week you will not fall into temptation. This week no evil shall come near your tent. All the things they have planned to do, you are covered with the blood. You are marked out from disasters. Any disaster, any city, any nation, wherever you are, may you be marked out. Diseases and sicknesses in the air, may you be covered. I pray that Yahuwah, who provided for Abraham because he obeyed, may he provide for you. May your needs be met this week in the name of the resurrected Christ. You won't die, but you will live. Your children are covered and they are protected in the mighty name of Yahusha. Anything you do this week will prosper. The works of your hands, in the name of Yahusha, I declare upon you, favor, favor will be your garments. Favor will accompany you. Favor will cause you to enjoy blessings you have never enjoyed before. In the mighty name of Yahusha, HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God. You are blessed. You are protected. You are highly favored. In Yahusha's name, amen. Thank you so much for your time. And please make sure that you share and introduce it to people. It is a way of winning souls. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. Please do well and listen to them and get the scriptures and the points very well. So that when we build on, because it is steps to obedience. If you miss the previous one, listen to them very well. So that it will be precept upon precept, line by line. Yahuwah bless all of you. Take care of yourself. We are still in the 52 days and the message will be posted. Yah bless all of you. Bye-bye.